Shu Pei Gimel Shabbos continued. Chof Gimel Sivan Heitov Shalom Zion, June 9, 1977, on Thursday. Continued.
But even if it's necessary to have Kavone, so then Kofi Tzikvei Shini does not involve Kavone. And also that according to Rav Shimon, so Tzikvei Shini series is not a Tzikvei Shini. Now, there is one question that I didn't discuss, last time, and I wanted to discuss it, but it was late. And somebody mentioned it to me. Now I mentioned in connection with some. So the Rambam passes that if he knows he shaves off his hair with the powder, so he's not like, but he's only a veyades. Now Reb Chaim says that the essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishei. Gadol Peres HaReishei implies two things. First of all, a chiyuv aseh, he's mechuyev to maintain a state of Gadol Peres. And also Nisar aseh. And in case of Psalm, so in regard to Tal Yaval Reishei, that implies in itself Aseh Yuluach. So it's a grome. How can it be included in the love of Talia Valrechi? Talia Valrechi forbids in my zilach. But when the nozia puts a powder on his hair, and then 10 minutes later, so if the hair is burned out. So when it burns out, it doesn't do anything. Then it's completely passive. And when he puts the powder on the hair, then there is no removal of the hair. So it's like Seif Hamalove. So it's a Kome. So Mele doesn't come within the love of Talia Valreche. But as far as the essay is concerned, so he certainly there is. And in the case of the powder, so it involves not only Bitul Chiyuves, but it also involves the Israse. Because after all, a Kome it is. It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where a person puts another person in a house where it's safe hamulove, and then at the end he chokes out of the excessive heat. So he's not higher with his best, but Gromi is higher with Mishamayi, it is a Gromi. So here too, when you put the powder on the hair, and then ultimately 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later it burns out the hair, so it's like Sif Hamulove, so it's a Gromi. So Mele, even Gromi comes within the Isarese of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishei. Not only does it come within the Bitlase, but even with the Isras. That's in regard to some. How about a Nozir who is Seirik? A Nozir who is Seirik, Isa. So then we could say two things. We could say that just as in the case of some, so it involves a Nisar Aseh, not only the Bitul Chiyuv Aseh, but a Nisar Aseh as well. So in case of Seirik, it also involves not only Bitul Aseh of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishei, but a Nisar Aseh. It certainly involves a Bitul Aseh, because after all, he's Nechuyev Bikum Vaseh to maintain a state of Gadol Peres. Now, if he combs his hair, and as a result of the whole process of combing, of combing in his series, so the hair will be removed, some mele is mivatil, the mitzvah aseh of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishei. But maybe in this aseh, it does not involve. And combing the hair is to be distinguished from putting his sam on the hair. Because when you put his sam on the hair, so the effect does not take place immediately. The effect takes place, the result takes place 10 minutes later. But there is a select. You put the sam on the hair. In other words, even though the putting of the sam on the hair itself might consist of a series. So that means it consists of a series, because with one act he puts sam, let's say, on these hairs, and with another act in the series he puts sam on these hairs, and another act in the series he puts some on these hairs, but in respect to the hairs, every hair, so there is one single act that affects ultimately the removal of the hair, that burns out ultimately the hair. So there is a single act on the male, but it's a chamolove, so it's not biodayim, there is no gilua biodayim. But in Kome it is. In Kome it is. Mashem came where Nozir combs his hair, so then, not with every act of combing. So does it tear out the hair? So even from the point of view of Kome, there is no single act. There is no single act. That's one way. And we could say that from the point of view of Kome, so all the combings, since he knows that as a result of making, let's say, 20 combings with a comb, so the hair, some hair will be removed, so in Melee, all the whole series, all the there is a tzil of all the acts in the series into one long act. We could say either way. Now, so of course, if we say that from the point of view of Rome, so it's one long act, either way is reasonable. I mean, you can say either way. So that from the point of view of Rome, so it's one long act, so in Mele, it should follow that why does the Gemara say, V'yid nevisle v'kerabshin, shore afilu nechatfile, shore afilu nechatfile. So, it should be osir. Because, why is it? Because it's a psikreishin series, and that's not a psikreishin. But if we say that it's only a psikreishin series from the point of view of the Ma'is Meloch of Yodai, but from the point of view of a Meloch Elgin Chome, it's not a psikreishin series because it's one long act. So maybe it should be osir. And Chome is not osir, midraise. But the Mordechai says, that with Rabbonon Gromi, so certainly there are many rayas from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, we have learned at Nazirik, a kirche becomes the gozru. What does kirche mean? When it spills, let's say, the water, the dirty water, let's say, on the lake, and then it ultimately drips down into the yam. So that's how the Gromi. So it's like Pitkin Maya, Kirch Shemi. So becomes the gozru, so that means only becomes the gozru. For the implication being that in Elisha's Rabbi, let's say, to spill water, let's say, in the Chotzer, and then it will rest in the Chotzer, and after that it will rest for a moment, it will come out, it will drip out in Elisha's Rabbi, so then it's Osir. And it's mentioned by some poskim that it's Osir. So we see from the Gemara that, like the Mordechai, that even though the Gemara says, Lissasa from Locho, Asiyo Udosir, Hogrom Meshore, so that's only a midraisei chore. But with Rabbanon it's also, since it's also with Rabbanon, so we mock him pseide, like if there is a fire in the house, so he's allowed to set up a number of klicheres, so that when the fire reaches the klicheres, the fire will be extinguished. So, but with Rabbanon it's osir, so since it's only osir Rabbanon, so the Chachomim did not apply it to a case of absent money. So then the question arises, why does the Gemara say, we need the disfil of Kerabshim, Shore Afil Chathile, but true that Psikreishin series is not a Psikreishin, but it's only Psikreishin in a series from the point of view of Melochem Yadayim. But from the point of view of Meloch Al Dikome, so the whole series, there is a till. And the whole series is one long act. Because he knows as a result of making the 20 combings with the comb, so he will be removed. So it's one long act as a comb. So the melee, so that's not a psychration series, so it's a psychration mamish. It's a psychration mamish. And if it is a psychration mamish, so then it should be osir. Unless we say like the Trumas Adeshen Shite. I mean, the Trumas Adeshen Shite is not a Shite that is completely to be ignored, because there are more mentions the Shite of the Trumas Adeshen. That in the Nisa Rabbonon, so psychration is not osir. is only if it's mischad mamish. Of course, most Rishonim achilu can teach it. But or if we say that since the Gemara said So in other words, so here we had the case where he had a lot of pain from the heat, from the dust. So he says, so what does it mean? That we don't have to resort to this trick, to this aroma of he can do it directly to sprinkle all over, not without aroma. So maybe we could also say that here he says shalom chatchila in such a case where he's mitzayah. So where's mitzayah? So it's like tzeid of mummy. So just as Rishonim say that this now it's there is no halacha that every shvus rabbonon on Shabbos is mutam mokim tzeid of mummy. The general rule is that we are not allowed to be a Yiveya and the Rabbonon, even be mocking to say the morning. And even Amirali Nochri is not muta in every case of say the morning. We only are matir by a fire, so the Chachonim were not matir to tell the Goy, I want you to extinguish the fire. That is not muta, even in the case of the fire. But if there is a goy around, so the Jew can say, not addressing himself to the goy, but in the hearing of the goy, he say, "Kolam chabe in the mafsi." That the Gemara says he's allowed to say, but to tell the goy directly, go and put out the fire, so he's not allowed. So we see that even Amir Alinochi, which is not as strict as all the other shvusim by Shabbos, so is not muter in case of tzeid mummy. But this the Rabbanon is muter in case of tzeid mummy. The Rabbanon of Gromei. So the Rabbanon of Gromei is more kal than other Rabbanon in Shabbos. So just as it is muter in case of tzeid mummy to do a melocha al Gromei, it might be muter in case of tzar also. So in other words, it could be the pshat could be v'yidin isfilik rabshim and shorah v'lechatchile. Only in such a case that Gemara mentioned ashkel rabashenikom mitzayim. So we don't have to resolve. But in echaname, if there is no hardship situation, there is no hefzid moment, and there is no tzar, so then it's also because from the point of view of Gomer, it's not a situation in serious. This is so we have to say that. If we say that from the point of view of Gromei, so the whole series is one long act. But it's very reasonable to assume that even from the point of view of Gromei, it's not one long act. So it's still a series. So the melee, but then you ask, so why is Inosia not allowed to be seirik? Not because of the Iseres, I say. But because of the chiyuv, I say, is mechuyev to maintain a state of gadol peras areishim. But so the mele, even though Gromei is also the rabbon, but here it's a dovah shel mischavim, even relative to Gromei, it's a dovah shel mischavim because it's a situation in series. All right, so we could say either way. Now, this is how Tesis explains the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham. In other words, there is a machlekes as to whether it's considered a psikreishe or it's not considered. Merabit is considered a psikreishe or it's not considered a psikreishe. Now, the other Rishonim say other pshat in the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbanan. Now, the Rambam, so he has two pshat. One pshat the Rambam has in the Chedushim here in Tzadikei. And one pshat Ramban has in the Milchameis and Pirikolakei. And because the Riv, In Kol HaKelim says that we in the Bisvili Kavshin and Shorat Lechatchile. So that means Shorat Lechatchile not only in connection with Mechabit, but also in connection with Mechabit. Also in connection with Mechabit. So the Balamoya in Kol HaKelim is Masik HaNavi. He says that the Ibn Yisrael Kavshin and Shorat Lechatchile has reference only to Mechabit, but Mechabit not, and he goes even one step further, and he says that as far as Mechabit is concerned, so the Chachomim agree with Rebbe Lezer that is Chai V'Chatos, because that's a Psikreish. That's a Psikreish. So the Ramban is Deyche, the Asoge of the Balamoya Rampli. So there he says that it's not a machlekes as to whether it is a psikreishe or it's not a psikreishe, but the Rambam's here, it's a dovah shem nischak. But Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim both agree with Rabbi Yude, the dovah shem nischak is also, and the Rambam sheet appears to be not only from the Melchameis in Kol HaKelim, as far as the Milchameis in Kol HaKelim is concerned, so you could explain it in a different way too. But there is a Ramban in Daf Ayin Hei in the Sugi of Atzot Chalos in Vapeitze. So Kol Kamo Dechai Nichalitvei. So from that Ramban it's Mashma that the Ramban is Chelikan Teis Veshite. Teis Veshite in human and in Shabbos and in every place is that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, the Dovah Shem Nischav is Mutar Matere, because of the Lachas Machsheves. And according to Teisves Gils and Teisves Pshar, it's Gimor and Mefureshes in Yumen. It's Gimor and Mefureshes in Yumen. But the from Ramban Daf Ayin Hei, it's Mashma that he is Chayulikan Teisves. Obviously, the Ramban's Gils is not like Teisves Gils in Yumen, but like Rashi's Gils in Yumen. But even though Rashi has a different Gils in Yumen, ten Teisves, but Rashi could agree with Teisves Shite that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, that Dorashim Mishave is Mutam Natere, because of Lechz Vashemes. There is no Hechech in Rashi, but the Ramban, there is a Hechech from the Ramban Dafayin Hei, that he is Chilik now on Teisves Shite. Now, I mean to mention the two Gersois in the Gemara Yomid Aflamed Dalet. I mentioned it before. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kehanim, in order to accommodate the King Godwin in Kippur, he shouldn't be affected by the cold of the water, by the coldness of the water, so he shouldn't become sick, the King Godwin. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Hashushi Yishol Barzel Hoyen Bechamim Erev Yom HaKippurim Umatilu Nisichtzeinim Kedi Shetat Tzinosom. So the more is the kashe, how were they allowed in Kippur to put the burning hot rod of iron into the cold water, but he is mitzaring the metal, he strengthens the metal. So that's in Roche of Makkabi Patish. So Omar Abibe Shul Yigil Tzil, Abay Yomach Vitim Shul Yigil Tzil, Dov Shin Shab Muter, so we Omar Abay Hoche, that the Dov Shin Shab Muter, Vahatani Bosor Olosi, Akim Psar Olosi, Akim Mokim Shish Shom Baheres, Yoki Dov Yashe, Vavrinu Bokol Omari, Omar Abay Yomar Abay Yomar Abay Yomar Abay Yomar Abay Yomar Abay Yomar So it's a Sarah, according to the Bible, it's a Sarah. So there are two Gersoids. One Gersoid is, Hanu Milo Becholat Yerikule, Avu Yorach Etzeru, Drabonu, Vishuz Bimigdosh. So Rashi is not Geres that we are saying. And Rashi is Geres Hanu Milo Becholat Yerikule, Avu Yorach Etzeru, Drabonu. In other words, the Tziruf itself is only Milo Echad Rabonu. It does not involve in Milo Echad Raisa Makebi Patish. And according to Rashi's Geres and Rashi's Pshat, when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Dovah Shem Yischav in his Oseh only by Milo Echad Raisa? Basheim ki by Milo Echad Rabonu, Rabbi Yehuda is made the Dovah Shem Yischav in his Muta. Still, Rashi could agree with Teisves. There is no Hechach in Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's not Gemara Mefureshes. But Teisves is Geres, Hanu Milo Becholat Yerikul, Abu Loche Tzirud Rabonu Niu, Veishvuz Bemikdosh. So Teisves explains Hanu Milo Becholat Yerikul, not as Rashi explained Becholat Yerikul in the Loche Deraise. Hanu Milo Becholat Yerikul in other Yisurim Adat in Shabbos. Abu Loche, By Shabbos, so too, Tziru, where he's mischaving to be mitzahim, he's mulochet reise. Alochet, that he's not mischaving, so this kind of Tziru, where he's not mischaving, is only the Rabbanon, because he's not in Lachas Machsheves. And then there is still another girl, in Beishim's Mikdosh, and there is still another girl, say, Alochet, Melechas Machsheves Ksivei, Vitziru de Rabbanon, Beishim's Mikdosh. So since it's only Yosef Dorshin is having a comic review day by Shabbos, it's only Yosef Rabbonon, so the Mikdosh, the Rabbonon, is anatosa. So according to Tesis, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. According to Tesis, Pshat, according to Yosef. According to Rashes, Yosef, it's not a Gemara Meforeshes. But the Rambam, from the Rambam that I'm hey, it's mashma that he's Chelkan Tesis. And that he assumes that according to Rabbi Yude, Dovashim, just as Dovashim is Chavim is Chayim in Kolat Yerikule, so Dovashim is Chavim is Chayim Vashabes too. And we can attest, but Melechas Machsheves, true Melechas Machsheves implies a din of Yediye. So that only Ishayach, where one walks on rest, and where one, let's say, goes out and doesn't know that he has something in his pocket, so then he had no idea. He didn't even have, he had no idea that he was carrying on Shabbos. Mashenkin, where he walks on grass on Shabbos, and he knows that it's very likely that he'll pluck out the grass. So he had an idea that it's possible, but he wasn't certain. So there, Yediyeh is present. That's the Ramban Shita. So the Mele, the Ramban Shita say, in Melcham is in Kolar Kelim, so he says, that Mechabit to Merabit are not psikreishe. Everybody agrees that it's not a psikreishe. It's not a situation. And as a matter of fact, we don't have to say that Ramban is Chelkan Tisves in regard to Mitzias. The Mitzias is as Tisves says. But whereas according to Tisves, it's a machlechet between Rav Lezer and Chachon, as whether psikreishin is serious, is a psikreishin, come of the psikreishin, is a psikreishin or not. So according to Ramban, psikreishin is serious is definitely not a psikreishin, even a little bit Rav Yehuda. And Korob Psikreishe is not a Psikreishe. So, but Reb Lezer says Chayev, whatever is a Chayev, because Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Yehuda that Dovashin is Chayev in Kolat Erikule, and by Shabbos is also Chayev. And the Chachomim also agree with Reb Yehuda that Dovashin is Chayev in Kolat Erikule, including Shabbos. So, why do the Rabbonim say that it's only Shavuos? So the Ramban says, according to the Chachomim, the Hashvoyes Gumes that takes place, the Hashvoyes Gumes that takes place as a result of the kibbut or the ribut, that's Klachayat. That's Klachayat. So that's why it's Eliel Mishim Shavuos. Because through Dorashim Mishavim is the same thing like Mishavim. But it's Klachayat. And according to Reb Lezer, it's not Klachayah. Now we have to understand this. This the Rambam says, Nilcham is in Gerik Lakeri. Now what is it? So it's a machlekes again in Mitzias between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim. It's a machlekes in Mitzias between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim as to whether it is a derech of people to be mashvi gumeis by using a broom and sweeping the floor, or it's not a derech. It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Chachomim on that question. The answer is, there is no machlekes in Mitzias. When a person is deliberately interested in filling up the cavities in the house, in those days, so they had an earthen floor in the house, so if a person is interested in filling up the cavities, dashvoyes gumes, what does he do? In order to deliberately be mashvi gumes, he doesn't take it wrong. I mean, that would be a very sloppy way, an inefficient way of filling up the gumes. So if a person is interested in filling up the gumes, so the natural way of doing it is taking a shovel. I mean, that's the easiest way of filling up gumes and throw some sand in the cavities. That's the usual way. But it was usual for the people to sweep the floors, and when they swept the floors, so many times the gumes, or we could say all the time, as a result of a series of acts. So as a result of sweeping the floor, sprinkling water on the floor, so the gumes were filled up. So that was done in a natural way. That in the course of the ordinary practice of people. But so it was in the natural way as a gavuch of a deliberate sweeping of the floor. But it wasn't the natural way. It wasn't the natural way to deliberately fill up gumes that way by using the broom and sweeping the floor by sprinkling water. So that's the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer. That's the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachon. Rebbe Lezer says, Rebbe Lezer agrees with Rebbe Yudin. So Dovah Shem Nishave Nishai. Dovah Shem Nishave Nishai. In Koratele Kule. So by Shabbos is also Chayim Dovah Shem Nishave. And the only thing to do is not like it. So here, so if he sprinkled water or he swept the floor and then he was mashing the gumes as a result of it, so it's an Israelite. So he's high v'chatos. He's high v'chatos. But the usual way of filling up gumes is by taking sand and throwing the sand in the gumes, not by sweeping the floor. The answer is, the usual way for a person who is deliberately trying to fill up the gumes is by taking sand and fill up the gumes. But it was usual for people to sweep the floor, and every time they swept the floor, they filled up the gumes. So that means this is not klachayat. And according to Chachomim, in order that it shouldn't be considered klachayat, it must be the usual way of doing it deliberately. But since it's the usual way of doing it incidentally, not deliberately, so it's klachayat. So on that point is the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Chachomim, according to Rambam. Now, I'm mentioning it because the Eglital, also, I mean, is masik on those achrim who say that combing the hair on Shabbos involves a melachah d'arayis. So it's masik. So according to what my father said, it does not involve a melachah d'arayis either. But because it doesn't involve a melachah d'arayis either, because it's a psikreishim serious. It's a psikreishim serious. But the Eglital gives another reason. He says it doesn't involve a Mloche Deraise because it's Lachayat. Because the usual way of cutting hair is by using scissors or a machine, a clip, something. I mean, you don't. It's not the usual way to cut hair by means of a comb. Of course, this is true. But it's not the usual way if a person is deliberately interested in taking a haircut, so he's not going to take a haircut by using a comb. So he'll take a haircut by using a shaver or scissors, whatever, some sort of a cane. Not a comb. But it's usual to tear out hair as incidental to the process of combing. So mainly it could be considered as not klachayat. So according to the Rambam's Pshat Muhammad in the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachomim, so that is stolen in the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Chachomim. What the Talmud says in respect to Chachomim. So in other words, so minastam, the halacha is like the Chachomim, even though it's not negaya directly to Mechabit and Rabbit, because we pass in there like Chabshim and Domshim Shav Mizmuta, but it's negaya indirectly in respect to Chachomim. So maybe that means according to the Ramban, so according to the Chachomim, and we probably pass like the Chachomim, that here it's a shmuz because it's Bachayat. So when you tear out the hair through coming, which so it's not the usual way to deliberately cut hair through coming, but it's the usual way to incidentally cut hair through coming. So maybe according to the Chachomim, it has a din of Bachayat. Now, then the Ramban, this is the pshat of the Ramban and the Chamis in Korakeh, in the machleki between Rav Lezer and Chachom. The Ramban in the Chedushi says something else. He says, again, is the Ramban Mishitos, that the Ramban who appears to say in his Kiddushin and Shabbos Dachayim Hei that according to Rabbi Yehuda Tov Hashem Yitzchavi is Osam Natire by Kol Atire Kule and it's Osam Natire by Shabbos as well. By Shabbos as well. And there is no Chisom of Melechas Machshavos. So how does he, so he himself raises the same question, how is it, Monefshech, if Rabbi Lezer and Chachomim both accord with Rabbi Yehuda Tov Hashem Yitzchavi is Osam, so why does Chachomim say Echot Zeh Vechot Zeh? So why does now, in this Ramban, we have to say that it's not in accordance with the Lashon he mentions, Dafayin Hei, in Shabbos, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovashim Mischavein, that is also with the Raisin, Kolatari Kules, so by Shabbos it's also there. The Lashon of the Ramban, in the Chamis, in Kolakim, is in accordance with that Lashon Dafayin Hei. But on the contrary, this his explanation is pshat, is just the opposite. Now, I just want to mention, I mean, the lotion of the Ramban, the Chayim Hei. So the Gemara says, Tone Rabban, Hatzot Halozim, if you have the Ramban, you can turn to the Chayim Hei, the Chayim Hei. Tone Rabban, Hatzot Halozim, Vapetze, Vein Chayim Lachas, Heinu, Shohoyo Lui Mishnei, Sakitze, Halozim, Potter, Rabbi Yudim Chayim. ועוד אמרים על שם הרוחה וחמו גניס במישום ומחתווי, כהיך הלליץ הציבי, ופירש רשע זר, שיותרח לישום אותי, של יומוס, פירש לפירושי, ויהו פייצי בדרך שאפשר של יומוס, אם מייס ונאסי משחתי, והיין לדקרין עולי מססק, ואחרים פירשו, דהבה לי מלוכת, שנצורך לגופו, because so he says, as Pshat Rashi, at that time I mentioned that the Ramban, when we learned about God, that Ramban says in Rashi that according to Rashi, so when he's pizzea, when he squeezes out the blood of the Chalozim, it's not necessarily so that the Chalozim must be dead, it must die. If there is a possibility that the Chalozim will not die. So, v'koshani le'rab yudeh miya le'chayev lat k'leima chodem ish'mitlas nishomim. Now, if the Ramban had agreed with the sheet of thesis that Rab Yudeh is made it, where there is no secretion, so then by Shabbos he is poter, so now he himself just finished saying perush l'perushe who preitze b'derach she'ev tshashalo yot. So when he squeezes out the blood of the Chalozim, it's not a psychiatry. There is a possibility a Chalozim will die, there is a possibility a Chalozim will survive, will not die. So Mele, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Teis Rashi, he takes a shot and kills a immoral human. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he cannot be hired. He cannot be hired. So how does he ask? Because Rabbi Yehuda mil chayiv plat reima chodin mishmitos lishamer. And then he says, "V'efshad u'divrayim derabonon kamalei." The apple got the patrisale, Mishnah was in Shome. Eidl and me is the high of Nam Mishnah Vishnah. So he says, in a Name, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is high Mishnah was in Shome. But he just finished saying, Perush le Perushe, that who paints him the Rashev Shashloyom. So it's a Raya from this Ramban, that the Ramban is chilkanting here, Dafai Mei. He is chilkantes, and the mele the Ramban in the Chameis is in accord with this Ramban that I made. But it's possible. Now he says that perush le perushe vehu peitze biderech sheefshia shaloyom. Why did he say perush le perushe? Let him say himself perush. Why did he say? Why does he emphasize perush le perushe? He says it only in Rashi. So it could be that the Ramban is saying according to Rashi, we must say that the Gemara of Atzot Chalozim Vapeitzei has reference to a case where there is a possibility that the Chalozim will survive the squeezing out of the blood and will not die as a result of squeezing out of the blood. Why? Because the Ramban knew very well that Rashi Yume said Veishvuz B'Mikdosh Lo Yigasi. So in other words, so I said before that even though Rashi is not Geiris, the Girsa, the Teisus is Geiris. So according to Teisus Girsa, we must say, so it's Muchach from this Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, the Dorosh in Mishrav, and is not also Geiris. According to Rashi's Girsa, that we are not Geiris, and Shuzim Mikdosh, so there is no Hecha from the Gemara. But it's still possible to say that Rashi Shite is, that like Teisus, that the Dorosh in Mishraven by Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda is not a surprise. But the Ramban was aware of Rashi's years in Yule, so Mele, the Ramban said, in mentioning the Rashi, it might be that the Ramban had another deal from the Rosh of Rashi, alright. But the Ramban is saying it, Perush l'perushe, who paid say biderach shev shesloyomus. In other words, in Rashi we have to say that. Because Rashi says, the Yishvuz b'miyo shloy yasimam. But the Ramban himself, and the Ramban in Kolakelim, is in accord with this Ramban who says it in Rashi. But the Ramban here, Naftzadikei, is in accord with Teis Veshite. That Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos, the Dovah Hoshein and Yishavim is not a Sangraise. Now let's see the Roshon of the Ramban, Naftzadikei. Time in the Rebbe Lezer, b'mchavit u'merabit, lav mishmashmo yikumis, v'chitin d'mechayim bo chatos u'mise, lo yihabu lo yichiyuve, elohim ken yodu ashen yishmo yisamanish. So in other words, he couldn't be chayim chatos on the base of mashmo yikumis, because in order to be chayim chatos, there must be uncertainty that he'll be mashmo yikumis. But why? But after all, according to what the Ramban says in Rashi, Dachayin Hei, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not in Vada, because first he says that when he's Pitzir the Chalozim, so there is a possibility that the Chalozim will not die, and then he has the Kashe, so Rabbi Yehuda should be Mechayiv Sholish Chatois, so he says, Enoch Name, Rabbi Yehuda, Alibri Dei, is Mechayiv Mishutos Nishome, but he is only saying, Alibri Dei Rabon, Alibri Tchum. So that why Rabbi Yehuda lived the day? Because he holds the Roshim Yishavim is also. So it seems from that Ramban. So this is what Ramban says that I am here according to Rashi. But here, and the Ramban in Kolakelim agrees with that. But Ramban here in the Chidushim, he says, Tanya the Rabbeza Mechavidim Rabbi Islav Mishmash Vekumis. The Chidli Mechayi Kuchadus and he say, Lo Yehav Alei Lo Yechayu Ve'elim Ki Yodu Ashi Yishmo Yisomamish. Elo Dihi Gufe Melochem. שהקרקע משתווה ומסייבה בכך, והווה בינה ואימה מלוכה, דבניין ומקי בפרטישו, ורבונו לסה מלוכה בעצמו, אלו שמו איש לגומץ. So it's only the Rabbonon, but why only the Rabbonon? But the Gemara says, that they both agree with Rabbi Yudeh. So the Ramban here is not like the Ramban in Mohammed's. The Ramban in Mohammed's assumes that the commentary of Yudeh Dovashim is also Kolatei Kulim and Shabbos as well. And Ramban here agrees with Teisves. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim say only Mishum Shvus, because the Psikreishit isn't. And then, so why does Rabbi Lezer say Chai V'Chatos? So according to Rabbi Lezer, he's Chai V'Chatos not because of the binyan of Makri Patish, but the Etzem Yipu of the house, that in itself, according to Rabbi Lezer, that in itself involves in Lochen Reis of binyan on Makri Patish. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, according to this Pshat of the Rambam, it's a big chiddush. So if somebody is, we don't pass for like Rabbi Lezer, so that's why it's not Nigel and Maizel, because we don't pass for like Rabbi Lezer. So, but according to Rabbi Lezer, if somebody is with the floor like this, there is no Ashwez Gumes, he'll be Chayim Chatos. Because the Etzem Niku and Yipu HaBais is an act of being, or Makri Patish. But this is what Rabbi Lezer says. But according to Chachami, it's in the Mishum Shvus. Why? Because as far as the binyan of the Yipa bias is concerned, so that's no binyan altogether. Neither Midrash nor Midrabbanan. But Midrabbanan it's also not because of Yipa bias. That wouldn't involve according to Chachami even when it's a Rabbanan. Midrabbanan it's also because of Ashvoy Zumas. But it's in Mishavin and it's not a Psikreishe. So Midraise, even though the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yudeh, but Midraise by Shabbos it's Doshim Shavim is Muteah, but only the Rabbanon is Tosa. That's why it's Tosa the Rabbanon, because Rashi is Gumes. But we need to really trap Shemen, so Shavu Chachile, and there is no Nisa altogether. As far as Yipa Bais, that doesn't constitute a Nisa, and Lochal being altogether, neither Midraise nor the Rabbanon. And as far as Rashi is Gumes is concerned, so it's Doshim Yisrav, so it's Mutal Chatchil. This is how the Ramban explained the Nimah. Now, yes?
Maybe the Ramban here is like the Ramban in Mohammed's in the sense that it's somehow it's not a Shavua school, it's not a integration.
But the Ramban agrees with the Russian mentions in Rashi, that in A, so even without the integration, it should be higher. Even without the psychology, the height. Now, there is another teretz by Tesis and Psochim on this kasha. The same kasha, because this Gemara is also in Psochim. So Rabbi Lezer is Mechayev, Bechadus. So Teisa says that Samachay on the Aleph of Sofi, Al Koch of Lap Sikreishu, the Sikreishu we have a show of Shimon Rabbits of Hatkil, Shia Matsin, the Tenori, the Mikain Amai Mechayev Rabbi Lezer, Kim the Yochemi is the Lord Gumets, Kim the Yochemi is the Lord Gumets. The Deir Hakliba the Tweedy Yavit Sikreishu, this is what he says here. So there in Psochim he says, V'nir el-ri, the Behokli, the Rebreza sobar stame chavit ule rabbeitz, mischavim ha-shmez gumeitz. Avo pishin tzorek ha-shmez gumeitz, mechayim ve-rabi ule. Hoyil v'yishvo gumeitz lipsei, ve-rabonon sabre vei mischavim, el-chavit ule rabbeitz ve-alme, ve-lek el-shvo. So he gives a note, the Ri gives, there's the Ri spirit. Here it's not a Ri spirit. And the Ri says, in respect to the Teretz that is mentioned here, Shabbos, it's there. But the Ri gives his Teretz. It's very strange. He says, Rabbi Lezer sovar stam mechabit o merabeitz mischad l'ashvez gumes. Abo pishin tzorech l'ashvez gumes. Michayel v'rab yudeh, hoyu v'hishvo gumes. We say, Rabbonu Tzadra, they mishavim lechavidu rabbi. So what is machlekes mitzias? What is kavoni? So Rabbi Zer holds, his kavoni is to be mashvili gomeis. And even though he doesn't need it, so that's a scary way. He says, his kavoni is to be mashvili gomeis, so he doesn't need it. Why is he mechavim to be mashvili gomeis? Because he doesn't like that the house should have cavities. Otherwise, why should he be mishavim to be mashvili gomeis? So he is so. So it is still in the way. And he says, and the Rabbona Sadra, they mishav in Elechav. So let's ask him, I mean. So what is it? The Rabbona, the Rabbeza doesn't believe him, and the Rabbona do believe him. What's the pshat in these cases? Now, I mentioned the Rashbo when we learned Kol Godel. So I mentioned the Rashbo, the machleket between the Rashbo and the Ram in regard to Seder Sabayis. If let's say there is a tzvi in the house, and then someone closes the door of the house, thereby trapping, capturing the tzvi, but the Rashba says that if, let's say, he would close the door anyway, it is his practice to close the door. So even if it is, even if it's there, so not only it's mutar to close the door with kavanah to protect himself against ganavim, but even if he has an additional kavanah, not only to protect the house against ganavim, but also to capture the tzvi, it's awesome. And the Ram is massive. So the Ram is massive. First of all, if he's mamish mischavim, so it's mischavim mamish. And even if he's not mischavim, it should be also amid the right say, because of tikkurish. So as far as the kasher, the second kasher of the Ram against the Rashbo, tikkurish is concerned. So I mentioned when we learned our Godro what the Shulka Tibelim says, and which is also the Shita of Rashi Mishvochim Mizalvin Ayna Kabishi, that if a certain act could be done in such a way that it wouldn't involve a meloche, so even if it is done in such a way that it necessarily involves a meloche, so it's Dovash and Mishav. So we explained it on the basis of Pshat Psikreishe according to Rashi. Rashi says Mizalvin Ayna Kabishim, so Rashi has the Kashi. But it's a psychosis, so Rashi gives the Teretz in view of the fact that he can drop tipping ducking, and then it will not necessarily extinguish the fire of the Kecholim and the Mizbeach. So even if he drops tipping gasolines, that it will necessarily extinguish the fire. So it's not a psychosis. So we explained it on the basis of the premise that according to Rashi, the pshat of tzikreishi is when somebody chops off the head of a tzikre. So the tzikreishi, he does not mishavim to dead in the tzikre. We say, since the chopping off the head of a balchai necessarily involves deadening the balchai, so it's not two separate acts. It's hainach. In other words, a person couldn't say, I was only mishavim to cut off the head. not to kill. Since one necessarily involves the other, and it could not even, one could not be done without involving the other, so it's one act. But if one could be done without involving the other, let's say the Metzia said being that when you chop off the head with the knife in a certain way, then you don't kill the Kohai. Only in a certain way, if you chop off the head in one way, you kill the Balchai. But if you chop off the head of the Balchai in another way, you don't kill the Balchai, then chopping off the head of the Balchai and killing the Balchai would be two separate acts. So then it would be Dosh Mishai. Anyway, so this is how we answer the second kashi. And as far as the first kashi of the Ram against the Rashbo, so I think that I mentioned the Gemara of it. Now, so there are two mishayes. The machlekes is more talking about kofeyom beis, whether hanuya lo habo lo de bal kochi, whether it's also on it. So the second roshi and the alochi we pass like the second roshi, because the Gemara says that we pass like the second roshi. The Gemara is manche, refutes the first roshi. So the second roshi in the Gemara is as follows: ikedam ve da kofeyom beis mishofi, efshav loy mechavei hanu fruktayim rabin rabshim. Keep the gallery of Rabbi Yudah. The Malaysian is Chav, Malaysian Shein is Chav. Epshem Osa. Abaye ke Rabbi Yudah. Vihov ha Maloch. Ad kam likom a Rabbi Yudah. Shein is Chav, Nishav lechumre. Ab Nishav, Shein is Chav lechumre. Lo. What does it mean? Lo yefsher. Lo yefsher. Vikom Chav. That means, let's say, the example that is mentioned by everybody, by all the Mifoshim. Let's say, somebody has to go to work. And he has to pass through a certain street. And in that street, the heathens are offering incense to David Zohar. And when he passes through that street, so he inhales the fragrance of that incense, of that cheres, and he has anoia. And it's allowed the right say to have anoia from David Zohar. So even the anoia that consists of incense, of inhaling a fragrance, comes within the law of the Sovereign of the Sechel. We don't be a common and two law that forbid the Hanoi Paralyzer. Now, he has to go. It's Lo Yefsha because he has to go to work. Lo Yefsha doesn't mean it's Bikoach Nefesh. He has to, it's a hardship. He has to go to a certain place. And that's the only way to go to that place. Only through that street. And that street through which he must pass in order to reach his destination, so the Abizore amak the clear as Abizore. And then he'll enjoy the fragrance. So that's Lo Yefsha. So if it's Lo Yefsha, Lo Yikom Mechavein, so even if he enjoys it, but he doesn't intend to enjoy it, so then it's mut, according to everyone. But suppose he decides, well, I have to go through that street anyway. I wouldn't go through that street if I didn't have to go to work, but I have to go through that street anyway. Now, even if I'll cover my nose, I'll still enjoy the fragrance. So I might as well deliberately enjoy the fragrance. I'm going to enjoy the fragrance anyway, even if I cover up, I stuff up my nose. I'm going to enjoy the fragrance anyway because it's so strong. The odor of the incense is so strong, so even if I'll stop up my nose, so I'll still enjoy the fragrance, so why shouldn't I be kavone inhale? And he goes and be kavone inhales. That's lo yefsha become echad. So v'alim it rabbi shimon dozo mas kavone kolam lo yitigid osa. Kitligi alim it rabbi yudet, v'alim shimon ischad, v'alim shimon ischad, efsha osa. Abaye ke Rabbi Yehuda, v'robe o malach, ad kaluk am Rabbi Yehuda shemisham mischam lechum, ad mischam shemisham lekulel. So the Gemara says that Ali ben Rabbi Shimon lo yafshea mukam mischam certainly also. But it's machlik if between Abaye and Robe Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Robe, we pass like Robe. So if Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda lo yafshea mukam mischam in his also. Now, the case of the Rashba is a case of lo yafshea mukam mischam. A case of Loyaf Shel Kam Yisrael, because it means as follows. He is accustomed every time he goes out of the house, he closes it off, to protect the house from the law. But, so even if a Tzvi hadn't been in the house, he would do the same thing. But right now, this Shabbos, there happens to be a Tzvi in the house. So, he's closing it. And he would do the same thing anyway. So, he decides, since I am going, I have to close the door anyway. And even if I will not intend to capture the tree, so I will do the same act and I will capture the tree anyway. So why shouldn't I have kavone? Not only to protect the house against Ganovim, but to capture the tree. So the Rashba says it's good. So the Rama is the kasha, that's Mishal Mamesh. It's Mishal Mamesh, you don't even have to resort to secretion. So, what is it? It's a case of lo yafshea become a chav. It's lo yafshea. He has to protect the house. He cannot leave the house open. So, and the same result will happen anyway. So he only supplies an additional kavod. He doesn't change the results of his head through the kavod. Because the same result would happen anyway. The tzvi would be captured anyway. So it's lo yafshea become a chav. But, so, only according to Abaye, Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda, it would be muter. But the Rashba says, Ali ben Emes, that means Ali ben Rabbi Shimon and Ali ben Hove. So we said at that time, that the Rashba holds, when does the Gemara say that Ali ben Rabbi Shimon, Ibn Abaye, will be mitzoseh? And Rove says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, itzoseh, lo yefshah, become a chavei, that is only collateral cooler, and show you, where there is no gzeras akosah, and that is mashem. Mashem came by Shabbos, so he brought up the made the Mali ben Rabbi Shimon, that if it is a certain act, that it, the results of that act will take place anyway, even without the company. So he is not doing it deliberately in order to capture the tree, because if he didn't have the motive of protecting the house against Ganovim, he wouldn't close the door. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Okay. But he has to do that act anyway for another reason. So the Mele, he supplies an additional kavod. So the Mele, it's not Melachas Machshavet. By Shabbos, it's according to the Rashba. Of course, that is Melachim. See, in other words, in order to be Melachas Machshavet, it has to be done because of that motive. And if the same act would have been done without that motive, so Mele, it's not in Melachas Machshavet, by Shabbos. So Mele, we can explain, in a similar vein, we can explain the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, literally, the Rebbe, the Rebbe says, 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 So we said there is a stira meyobe. On one hand, he says stam mechavitam rabbis mischar lashvis gumis, mischar lashvis gumis. Then he says avo pishim tzolif lashvis gumis. Why is he mischar? So he's crazy. He's mischarim. He's not interested in lashvis gumis. So why is he mischar? What? So obviously, if he's mischarim, he is interested in lashvis gumis. So how does it say Apopishim Tzol Fashim Tzgumitz? And then the next question was, how can the Rabbonim be chilek in regard to the Mitzias? I mean, let's ask him what his kavod was. The answer is, he is a person who always sweeps the floor of the house because he wants the house to be clean. He always sprinkles water on the floor of the house in order to remove the dust. So, he always does it. So that's his primary motive in sweeping the floor, to clean the house, to remove the dust. This is his primary motive. And if he had not been motivated by this desire of maintaining the house clean or removing the dust from the house, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. But he decides as follows. In view of the fact that I have to sweep the floor anyway because it's such a mess in the house. So I have to sweep the floor anyway. In view of the fact that I have to sprinkle water on the floor anyway because there is so much dust in the house, I am going to do it. And as a result of doing it, so possibly there will be Ashrei's Gumes. And of course, it's to his advantage if the cavities will be filled up. So since whatever result will take place anyway, no matter what my intention is, why shouldn't I supply an additional kavone that together with the intention of cleaning the house, that to be Ashrei Gumes as well. So in other words, it's lo yefsher v'komechav. It's lo yefsher v'komechav. So according to the Rashba, by Shabbos, it's not in Lechitz Machshavos. So he's potter. So on that point is a machleket between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Chachom. So Rabbi Lezer says, it is in Lechitz Machshavos. He was mischavet. But he would have done the same result would have taken place anyway, even if he didn't supply this additional kavana. So, but in Lechitz Machshavos it is. In other words, Chavleza says, operates in the same longness as the Ran operates. But the Chachomim operate with the longness of the Rajbo. So that's the machlekes between the Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim according to the Rim Sochim of Samachel. Now, we read the next stages. We read the Chalitz Vash. Tamerim, amai leker yontif, ulrebezer rabona namer litvigi al yishum lechashu limlochim, ועוד נם בפרקם אל המגיל העים ביונטף לשבס על יחו נפש בובן. ובדיו דעים אל המכשיר יחו נפש, במקום הדגמור המתן לתנקמה, או מהקור הוא דיבר לי עושה לכם, הוא במכשיר. ורב יהודה כסיב הוא כסיב לכם. כאן במכשיר יש אפשר לעשות, זאת אומרת, יונטף המכשיר שאפשר לעשות. So according to Rabbi Yudah, מכשיר שאפשר לעשות זון, מהרב יונטף, is מותר על יונטף, ועוד מכשיר שאפשר לעשות, שמרב יונטף is עושה על יונטף, מי ראי? So that's only we can machine the chonefesh, but the chonefesh themselves, michlau the chonefesh shomer Rabbi Yudah, afilu beefsha, v'rabon an amem ashev v'pligye, elu machshirin, v'loi me chonefesh, v'loi dehan chaisik Rabbi Yudah ken farinches. I mean, it's Rabbi Yudah in regard to the question of Dorshin Mishab. I mean that there is no logical connection between one Rabbi Yudah and another, but since it accords with one member of Rabbi Yudah, so it's certainly reasonable to assume that Rabbi Yudah himself is the Mora d'Shmaitze here. Mora d'Shmaitze. And Rabbi Yudah himself has the other shite. That Machshirim Shiyev Shal Asei Som Erev Shabbos, so Shabshir Shem Erev Yontet. So is Mut Rabbi Yontet. V'oid in Ferek Tevin Amrinu and Rabbi Lezer Sobet Rabbi Yudah V'adim in Rabbi Yudah V'shol Atul Erev Shabshir Shem Erev Yontet. So the Mora d'Eva says that Rabbi Lezer, the Tane is more Beitel than Rabbi Yudah. In other words, there are three Mandamas. There is the Chachomi, so the Chachomi holds with Machshir HaOsa. And then there is Rabbi Yudah who says, Machshir HaShiyev Shal Asis on Rabbi Yom Tef is Muter, Machshir HaShiyev Shal Asis on is Moseah. And then there is Rabbi Yudah, he's the biggest maker. He holds that all Machshir HaMuter, even though it's Efsher, Lasis on Rabbi Yom Tef. In other words, that with the right said, there is no distinction between Machshirim, Ichnefesh, Machshir Ichnefesh, and Ichnefesh themselves. ואין פרקטים מן אמרים לרבי לסוף את רבי יודה, אדיר עם רבי יודה, וישור אף לא אפשר לעשות מרבי יונטה. ולק להם עם אדמי לברין או יציר אחר. So that's why he's חייב מלכס, אם כל מוקים תקשר למנבי ישראל הויר. So in other words, there is a מחלקת between רבי ורב חיזה עם פסוחים. Suppose someone, he bakes pass on יונטה, יציר אחר. So רב חיזה says that he's חייב. And Rabbi says he's potter. Why does Rabbi say that he's potter? After all, the Torah was only matir. Melocha v'chonefesh tzirach yontef, not tzirach chayil. The answer is, hoy b'mikli ochim. Suppose he didn't intend to, he did not bake the cake, let's say, for yontef. He baked the cake in order to serve it the next day, tomorrow. Okay. But suppose some unexpected guest will show up at the end of the day on yontef. Then he served to them. So since at the time when he did the Melacha on Yom Teh, there was a possibility that it will be used on Yom Teh, even though his intention was not to use it on Yom Teh, not to eat this cake on Yom Teh, so Mele, it is mutar on rice. It is mutar on rice. That's so he says, the Gemara says, why is Reide Chalis Vash? Why is he Chayim Malkis? Now here we have a big chiddush. The taste of shita is that the halacha of miteich applies even to a miloche that usually does not apply to ichlevish. The halacha of miteich. But if in one situation it applies to Echon Nefesh, the Meloche. So then we apply the Halacha. Now, he says, Migabei is higher Mishim Bein. And Gabei is Muter by Echon Nefesh. Now, what's the usual word? Usually, Binyan applies to Echon Nefesh. No, only certain cases. But usually, Bein does not apply to Echon Nefesh. Still, Fensve says that in view of the fact there is one situation where Bein applies to Echon Nefesh, let's say when you make cheese and on the, so it applies to Nefesh. So mainly every Bein is Muta. You're allowed to build, so then he says you're allowed to build a house if you need a house and on the. If you don't need a house and on the, then there is no Aloha Muta. But if you need a house, folks, you have no house. And you can build a house, a small house, in one day. So, Midrashi are allowed to build a house, and because of Miteich. Since Beine was Uta in connection with Megabe, even though that's only one case, unusual situation, and normally Beine does not apply to Echon Nefesh, so we still apply. But the Amen Rishenim were Achei at this. But this is Teis Hashit. The Amen Rishenim was saying that we only apply Miteich to a meloche that normally affects Echon Nefesh. Let's say Itzoye, the Havore, Bishul, Afiye. So normally, I mean the average meloche, the usual meloche of Eitve, Mimashe, affects Echon Nefesh. Or Itzoye, even Itzoye. So, Masheinke is something like Beine. So normally, Beine does not affect Echon Nefesh. But in one case of Migabe, so we don't say Miteich, but Teisa Shita is the Kamitot. So Teisa says, Enoch now, if you won't build a house, Midrash, someone is allowed to build a house on Yom Teh, if he needs it on Yom Teh. But why is it Tosea? Because of Uvut Dechel. V'yishrim Ados Merabon Oda Uvut Dechel, Kechel Asurim, Tchime Ve'akode B'yom. Now, so here we see that Teisa Shita is, and that point there is also Makot Kishim. I think that that most Rishonim, I think, are chelik ha-teisus. And most Rishonim hold that chine and akode and ktsire is also mirais. But teis v'shite and the Rambam shite is only also mirabon. The Rambam shite is that ktsire and chine and akode are also mirais. Now there is Yerushalmi Beitze, teisus and Beitze mentioned that Yerushalmi. That Milisha Beilech, so it's also. What is Milisha Beilech? Because the Torah mentions the law of Melochim Yom Teh, and then the Torah says next to it, Ushmartim as a Matzeis, and Shimur of Matzeis begins from the time before in water, that's how it appears from that Yerushalmi. So because of the Smichus of the law, from Lochel Yosef, Lochem, the juxtaposition between the law of Lochel Yosef, Lohem, and the posik of Shmartim as a Matzeis. So just as Shmartim as a Matzeis begins Shimur from Mishaleilech, when it's likely to become chametz, the moment you pour the water into the dough, into the flour. So the heter, shiros and chomefesh, so that it's muter, also applies only from Mishaleilech. What it means Mishaleilech? It means in the melochas that are mentioned in connection with the processing of pas. So from Misham, but all the melochas involved in the processing of pas before Misham, that means Ktzire, Chine, Hakode, that takes place before Misham. First you harvest the wheat, then you adosh the wheat, then you are taking the wheat, and then you sift the flour, and then you pour water into the flour. So all the melochas that are involved in the processing prior to this processing of Lishe, so there is no heter of Yechomesh. So the Asmene B'Shem will say, Midereinse there is no heter of Yechomesh. So Midereinse one is not allowed to harvest pears, wheat, even if he intends to use the wheat and the pears unknown to its own. But Teitz Shiti is that this drosha of Lishe Ve'ilech is only Asmachte. So that's Teitz Shiti of Shiva. But the Asmene B'Shem, and the Rambam Shiti is also like this, it's only Asmachte. But with the right say, according to Tesis and Rambam, one is allowed to go out into the field and harvest wheat as long as he used that wheat annually. But with Rabbonon, it's just now the Rishonim who say that it's a Troshit Mure, so are divided and the Pshat in the Troshit. So many Rishonim say it's an Asmach, but the Rishonim say that it's a Troshit. Many Rishonim say it's a Troshit Mure, so are divided. And the drosha. Some Rishonim say it's a drosha. It's a drosha. As simple as that. Milishere. In other words, the Torah was only matir, miloches, in the processing of pas, milishere. But the miloches involved in the processing, prior to the processing of lishe, the Torah is not matir. Without any reasons. The Ramban says something else. The Ramban says that the Torah was matter pshat in Misha Ve'ilech is because from Misha'an the melochas represent acts that normally a person does them each day for the use of the day, for the needs of the day. Let's say it's very normal and natural for a woman, let's say, to make a mix of pas for the pas she needs that day. But and the person is not always mixing it all for, let's say, for normal weeks. I mean, even today. So it's not natural for a person to bake, to cook, and to bake, and to mix for the needs of the day. Mashenki Kitzire, it's not natural for a person to go out into the field and harvest just a small crop of tvoye, just as much as he needs for the consumption of the day. So the natural thing for a person is to harvest many crops of wheat and to prepare for the whole season, not to prepare each day for the needs of the day. So Mele, that's the pshat Mishaleilech. It doesn't mean Dafkelish. It means same day would come within the same Zerasakosu. You're not allowed to catch fish on Yom Tov. Why midrash is not allowed? Some Rishonim say not only in Avraham. Why not? Because it's not natural for a person to catch just fish for one day. So you catch fish for a long time, for a number of days. So maybe midrash say it's also to be caught balechai in fish. Now according to some Rishonim, so tzedek is only also midrabbonim. But Chine is also Midraise. Why? Because this is Shem Ho, it's a Zerzakosu of Melisha Leilich. So that Zerzakosu is reference only to Melochas that are involved in the processing of Pas. So we have that Zerzakosu Melisha Leilich. But as far as Melochas like Tzedek is concerned, it has nothing to do in the processing of Pas. So that Zerzakosu has no application. But according to the Ramban, it's not a Zerzakosu of Melisha Leilich per se. It's a Zerzakosu. Oh, the Torah was only Matir Meloches. The Torah was only Matir Meloches that I prepared for a long time. And the Ramban Chumash mentions an additional reason. But it might be Hanach. He says, because the Torah says, Mileches Aveido. The Torah answered, Mileches Aveido. Mileches Aveido is only that kind of a Miloche that is usually assigned to an Eved. What kind of Avedas does an Eved do? Let's say a housewife also does a lot of work. But a housewife does the kind of work, this is how the Rabbi explains it. It does only the work that is for the needs of the day. But an Eved is assigned, to the work and the field. Why? What's the field? Because the work that is done on the field is to accommodate the people not just with the needs of the day, but with the needs of the whole season. So I mean, it's the same thing. So in other words, so the Torah was not Mati or Mishum Tzirche Chomefesh and Milachas Aveda. Only Milochet that is not Milachas Aveda. This is the Ramban Sinai. Anyway, we have in Achvet Hashemim on that. Shom Ezulchem Mchuzim, Teim, Dibishim Eto Midish Hatman Kimasiyo Bechir Kamasiyo Bishadeth. אבל שעקי אני מדיח את האזור השאול בצל חכום ופורש דמור של צל חכום השאול בצל הברסה דירבון השבוס ובשבוס בלילוש דיתן הנחה במערד ומדמי כמסליס של הברסה משהו לחייב לחייסה אפילו באזור ויקריץ פה ואוכל משהו ויקריץ פה וכאשר יקו בליס ויש לו אימא דיבדו חיים כאשר יקו בליס שהוא יומיס מל וסעקו בלי שבלי ובלי אינם ובאזור אינם לא עושה לו דברסה אלא בשביל שבוס אותו יחלק את עצמו ויקחי יופחת את הברסה וחומו הישבוס מיד אפילו מיקדוש וחמו שבוס אשר חום במיקדוש וכי פסה להירות אבל רבונו לחומו הישבוס כי אם אפילו הם לא ידעי צפו להבו לא ידעו המסירי רבונו הם ככה ידעי מיקדוש והוא איתן לכאן מקלפשי לשואה תוך התחילה והלוח הזה לא יש שום הקימות מהיתיים מהפילו מלוץ and that's the sheet of the brief too ונראה לבי, נפרק כל הכלים, אומר רב לזר, אף מחבי של תמרה, מוטה לטאוטו. נראו את זה גום, that is made out of the palm branches. So, הוא פה יחי מחם ולצאלו, בואו לא אומר רבי אף של תמרה. מה שלא בקשיטו לא יגיע כמם בישור, אפילו רבשים להם, משום דהד מלאך לא יצא. ואם ישור לחבי, דהד מלאך לא יהדע, אלו ודאי כאילו לא עושה כולם. So, this is שמיד יסוף עם כלים. But Rashi over there, that Kufrodalet says, because it's a psychiatric. So in other words, why Tesvah and Rashi both agree on this thing, that even a contraption, it's also to be inhabit the floor. So for the different time, according to Rashi, it's also to be inhabit the floor because of Ashwari's goodness. And even though we pass much of Shimon, but here it's a psychiatric. Here it's a psychiatric. But according to Tesis, it's also because of Tilton Mukze. Now there is one after meaning. Let's say, if it is at the basis of making someone came in, so it's also in these floors. And even in a city where all the floors are such floors. I mean, we don't have, in no city do we have earthen floors. So it's not shayach to be Gezeria, Exeria Lashwe Gumitz. Mashiach, but according to Tesis, that it's also something she leaves off from Kame, and even though it's still from Natsah, so Tesis she means that still from Natsah is also there, so even these four are not allowed to sweep with the broom. Mashiach, according to Rashi, that it's also there, according to Rashi, it's also because of Psychration, according to Rambam, it's also there because of Korah of Psychration, so it's also the Rabbonon. So it's only Shayach if there is a Shwayez Gomez, but these floors, there is no Shwayez Gomez, so it's Mutter. There's a big nafkimine between Tesis, Shite, and the Rambam Shite. So Rabbani Kibudos of the Kula Aume, Hishmei is of the Mkemi, with Shalim Noch of Rabshim, and all that kind of thing. But someday, so we'll probably finish the page.
Shir Pei Dalin Shabbos Chavov Sivin Heitov Shalom Zayin June 12th, 1977.
Which since the beginning we're discussing the question of calling on Shabbos, the Chaim Dalibor's Mati or the Yasser. So it seems that the Chaim Dalibor mentioned the various arguments that we mentioned in the Shia. First of all, he mentioned the argument that there is no Streche in respect to each single act in the series, the obstruction only in the whole series. And then he also mentions that it's not 100%. And he says, even if it happens once in 10,000, that she doesn't, that a woman doesn't tear out any hair, so maybe it's not a situation. And the Rivoshi is masik. So the shita of the Rivoshi is number one, that execration is serious, is execration. And number two, that execration does not necessarily mean that it has to be 100%. But even if most of the time it happens, it's also execration. And he says, that the reverse says, only muted cases, so a person will not be out there, he or she comes. But most of the time, the overwhelming majority of the cases, so you do what you are finishing. Now, so from the whole Tshuva, one gets the impression that the Rivosh holds that it's an Issa D'Raisa coming. And there are a few Achim who say, who mention the Shiva of the Rivosh, that the according to the Rivosh, combing the hair on Shabbos is an Issa D'Raisa. However, and from the general Loshin, it is mashma like that. He doesn't spell it out. But then there is one expression at the end of the tshuva, after reprimanding Reb Chaim Galipo for being matia in Locha and Shabbos. So at the end of the tshuva he says that it's also there is no shaila, it's also the home here on Shabbos. However, in a place where they are accustomed to do it, so you shouldn't make an issue because mutev shiur shaking while you're busy. That's what the divorce says. So, now, would if Yishem on Yizidim does not apply to Nisa, the Raisa that is in Furesh with the Raisa, it applies only to Nisa Rabbanon, or in the Raisa like this is in Makipurim, where it's not in Furesh, but Risasikom Locha, that's a Nisa on Furesh, but they are. So, he wouldn't apply the principle of Mudef Yishem on Yizidim. So, it seems that the Riboshi is that it's only Yosan Rabbanon. Even though from the general Roshi, Hamloshi generally it's mashma that it's a raisa because he's there all the arguments of Reb Chaim Galipo. But from that expression at the end of the tshuva, it's mashma that it's only osan rabbanon. Now, so why is it only osan rabbanon? So if you go over the tshuva very carefully, so you'll see. Now he considers there are two questions that he watch. One is whether execration is serious, is execration or not, and then the situation is not 100% whether it's a situation or not. So it seems that the Rivoshiti is in regard to the question of the situation is serious, Hishiti is that the situation is serious, is the situation in the rise. In regard to the question, it's not 100%. So apparently the Rivoshiti is that with the rise, when is it considered situation only when it's 100%. But but if it's most of the time, even overwhelmingly, even though in Loche it takes place in the overwhelming majority of the cases, as long as it's not 100%, so with the Raisi it's not obscuration, but with the Rabbanon it's obscuration. And that's the reason as to why the Rivosh says, Mutef Shiyu Sheikigi Valinzi. Now, last time I mentioned the Pshat of the Ramban, the Chamis, and Kolakelim, that the machleket between Reb Elezer and Chachomim is on the question as to whether Hashuah Sagunis that results from kibbut, whether kibbut and rabbit, whether that is klachiyad or it's not klachiyad. So we explain it's not a machleket in Mitzias. In other words, when the person is interested in being mashmikumis, he doesn't do it by means of sprinkling water on the floor. He doesn't do it by means of using a broom and sweeping the floor. But he actually is mashmikumis, filling up the cavities. But it is the usual way of being mashmikumis, incidentally mashmikumis, through sweeping and through sprinkling. So the question is that considered as the machlekes? That's the machlekes between the Reb Elezer and the Chachamim. According to Reb Elezer, as long as it is the derech to be mashmid kumeis, even though that's not the deliberate derech of being mashmid kumeis, that's only the incidental derech of being mashmid kumeis. So it's not lachayat. And according to the Chachamim, since it is not the deliberate way of being Mashiach Gomez. When a person is deliberately interested in being Mashiach Gomez, he doesn't do it by sweeping the floor. He doesn't do it by sprinkling water on the floor. But he does it by taking the shovel with a fork and fill out the cavities. So according to Chachomi, since this is not the usual way of doing it deliberately, that's only the natural way of doing it incidentally. In the course of sweeping the floor or sprinkling the floor, so mele it's klachayah. So according to the Rambam's pshat, it's a machleket between Rav Lezer and Chachamim, and there we should pass for like Chachamim, so it should be klachayah. But this is only so according to the Rambam's pshat Chachamim. But according to the other Rishayim, who explained the machlekes of Rav Lezer and the Chachamim on the basis as to whether it is a situation, not a situation like Tetris, Tafsarikei, or Tetris, Ipsochim, Tafsamachens, on the basis of some other question, why doesn't Tetris say that the reason is why the Chachamim say it's only the Rabbonet Tzlachayad? So obviously Tetris, Ipsochim, Tafsamachens, and Tetris, Ishabel, Tafsarikei, holds that it's not Tzlachayad. Why is it Tzlachayad? Because Tzlachayad means when it's done unnaturally. But here it's done in the natural way. It is usual to fill up the gumets incidental to sweeping the floor or sprinkling water on the floor. So the mele, according to that, according to Tesis, this is not considered lachayat. So the mele, as to whether combing the hair and when it's excretion, it tears out hair, whether that is considered lachayat, so the Eglital says it's lachayat. So what the Eglital says is true according to Rabban's pshat, but it's not true according to Tesis. And in as much as the Rivosh doesn't discuss that question, and even Rav Chaim Talipo didn't mention that it's lachayat, so that means that the only reason as to why according to the Rivosh it's only Nisar Rabban, not the Nisar Raise, is because it's not 100%. It's only most of the time. So that is considered psikreishe only in the Rabbonon, not in the Raise. In order to be considered psikreishe in the Raise, it must be 100%. Now, whose shita is that? That's the shita of the Rambam also. Except that the Rambam holds, in respect to the rabbis, that it's not in Korah psikreishe, and only the Chavit is Korah psikreishe. Whereas, that's the shita of the Rambam. And whereas, Tesis, after the Kei holds, that both the Chavit and the rabbis are Korah psikreishe, are Korah psikreishe. So that means that the Rivosh shita is that combing the hair is not Tosan Deraise. Why is it Tosan Deraise? Because it's only coil of secretion. It's only most of the time he tears out hair, not all the time. As Rav Chaim Talipa said, certainly once in 10,000 times, so a woman will comb her hair and she will not pluck out any hair. So in any way, it's not a secretion. It's not a secretion of the rice. Not a secretion of the rice. So it's the Rambam Shikin also that Korob lepsikreishe is osam the rabbanon. So the male coming the hair is osam the rabbanon according to the chin. Now, there is a certain stir in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam in regard to Mechabit, as the Biri explains it, Shem Yashvi Gumeis, because it's called lepsikreishe, because most of the time when you sweep the floor, so Yamashvi Gumeis, so that means that it's osam. But there is a raya from another Rambam that Korah Lipsikreishe is not in Mosam and Rabbonah only. Now I'm referring to a certain Gemara in Bava Madriki. Now, it's Choftes on the base. But Choftes on the base. So there the Gemara says, Vishnishte di Botsre. The 13th line from the end of the Omer, the Chavtes on the place. Vishnishte di Botsre. Gora Safre, Safsole, Leile, Mirabio Mirab. he, the Shlishi Libotzfe, was a person who attended to the children, the little children's rabbi. And he brought them to the shul, he took them back home. So on Shabbos he was accustomed to drag the benches on the floor. Now when you drag the benches on the floor, when you pull benches on the floor, so many times you make a cavity in the floor. We are talking about an earthen floor. So the question is, how did he do it? Omalei. So Rabbi Yerabe said, Kiman ki Reb Shimon. Why do you do that? Because you act out Reb Shimon's deed. Reb Shimon is Chamin's Buddha. Because when he dragged a bench on the floor, so he wasn't mischavim to make a chitz, he was mischavim to pull it, not to make a chitz. And so it's Reb Shimon is Chamin, Reb Shimon is Chamin is Muta. So, Kiman ki Reb Shimon. Eima di Omar, Reb Shimon b'gdeili, b'gtani mi Omar. So Reb Yirmiyahu Rabbi said, when does Reb Shimon matir, let's say, a big bench, but a small bench, not. A small bench, not. What does it mean, a big bench? So it's lo yefshea b'loi kom b'chav. What does lo yefshea b'loi kom b'chav mean? Lo yefshea b'loi kom b'chav means that it's a hardship for him not to do it. So let's say, if you have to pull, let's say, table, a big table, so if you're not allowed to pull it, so then you'll have to lift it, that will involve hardship. But a small bench or a chair, you can lift it in the air. Why do you have to pull it on the floor? So Mele, when is Rav Shimon matir? That's like the first lashon in Yomarim Sochim. That when is Rav Shimon matir, only loyev shea b'loi kom b'chav, when it's impossible to do it any other way, when it involves a hardship to do it any other way. So in other words, let's say, if it would be awesome to pull a bed, so then it would mean that in order to move the bed from one place to the other, he would have to lift it up, b'avir, and carry it b'avir. That would involve a terrific tirchet to carry a bed. But a chair, a small chair or a small bench, you just pick it up like this and that's all. So anyway, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi held like the first question in Pesachim, that Rabbi Shimon is matter of the Mishabim only in the case of Lo Yevshav Lo Yikom Mechavim. But Evshav Lo Yikom Mechavim is awesome. But we pass on like the second question. So Eim Abdomar, the Kalim Rabbi said, Omer Yikimah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yikimah, Rabbi Shimon Bideli, Lo Yevshav, Biktanim Yomah, Upligat Yuleh, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi, Yitzchelik Anuleh, that's in accordance with the second version of Sochim. The second version of Sochim, that for faith. In other words, that when is there a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's muta to be a mitokisi sapso, that is only biktan. So Rabbi Shimon is matirim by Efshav or Kamechav. Rabbi Yude Aser is by Efshav or Kamechav. Mashenki be dealing in a big bed, a table, or a very big bench, where it's very difficult to lift it. So the only way to carry it is by pulling it on the floor. So it's lo yefshav lo yikom, even review this thing. And that is in accordance with the second question of Sochim Dach Hafei. Lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim, kol almo leplik et ishore. So takes and says there, what do we call almo? Bein Rav Yehuda, bein Rav Shimon. Even Rav Shimon is made there, by lo yefshav lo yikom mechavim. So in other words, it's not like a real mirah. So plik et ule, the omar ule, mach lo yigez, diktami. Avo bideili in divre hakomun. So then there was another girsi. The omar ule, mach lo yigez, bideili. Avo bideili in divre hakomun.